Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for October 31st. Happy Halloween to those out there who support it. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If there's others on the call who like to say their names so that people can associate a name to the voice when they listen to the recording later, now is the time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
Adrian Boyko.
Dippin.
Red.
Great. So let's take a look at our auto-generated agenda for today. There's not much on the slate, but we'll look at pull request 4471 in the Pony C repo set macOS platform version in one place. This is from Gordon, thankfully. This handles the CMake stuff that Sean and I didn't know how to do when we were looking at how to set up the linker tools and the build tools to work correctly on newer versions of Xcode and macOS. It looks to me like this makes sense. I'm
I
a little bit
don't
confused by
understand.
the str macro.
Oh, no, me too. I'm thoroughly confused by that. This is doing some C prep. I do not know what that preprocessor magic is.
The other part that's confusing me is like, well, I guess it's in .c files, so they can't conflict with each other. I was wondering how they weren't colliding, but it's because they're in .c files rather than .h
Yeah.
files.
Let's see. Preprocessor operators. Oh, okay. So that pound sign is a string. String is ising operator causes the corresponding actual argument to be enclosed in double quotation marks. Okay. So that's string two. I don't know why there needs to be a string and string two for that. It doesn't make any sense to me why that wouldn't just be string is just bang X, right?
Maybe it's because I'm just guessing, like the preprocessor might treat the name as an identifier rather than resolving it if you do it directly in the first one.
I wouldn't understand. I don't understand why it wouldn't in the second one as well. I'm going to ask the question on that. And once we get the answer, we can always merge it.
I see no issues other than that. Let's see, there were three. Yeah, there's three places. That's the other place. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I believe, yeah, in the linker one there. Yep. I wonder if we can figure that out. Let me look real quick to see. The first commit that he did was only using a thing called stringify. Okay. And he did stringify and that failed. Why did that run fail? You're gonna show me the okay, here we go. Fail for Apple Darwin details, debug run,
Yeah,
malformed
it
manifold.
was what I was guessing. The name is being treated as a literal Pony OS X platform capitalized like name rather than resolving it.
Okay. All right. Yep, okay. So I'm going to say that we could just go ahead and merge that then because we figured it out, right?
Yeah.
I'll
It's
squash him.
unfortunate, but it's not Gordon's fault.
Yes. That explains the fixed preprocessor shenanigans. Yep. Okay. Nice.
So next up on the agenda is issue ticket 4073 from the Pony C repo. Default arguments aren't handled correctly on method calls of unions. This was just your update from the previous sync call that re-added the label discuss during sync.
I just need to remove the discuss during sync on that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was like, where did that come from? Okay. And then we just have the Pony Playground one, which passed CI, so we can merge it. By the way, I talked to Matthias about that. He said that he's confident that we can merge these things so long as CI passes. The only thing I do, which I did check earlier, but I didn't hit merge yet, was I make sure that it's actually coming from Dependabot and not somebody trying to fake out Dependabot. And I just look real quick to see what the actual contents of the change are, which I had done before the meeting, but then you popped in, so I didn't merge it yet.
Yeah, okay. So you want to make sure it's from Dependabot rather than Pretendabot.
Yeah. That is actually been apparently an attack which people are actively doing, where to take advantage of the fact that people see a name that looks like Dependabot but is not actually quite Dependabot, and they're merging. People have been merging stuff without actually looking at the changes as well. And oopsie,
Is it. It looks like the commented on behalf of GitHub is a validation of that at the top of the PR.
Yes. That would probably be a new thing that they added.
Yeah, and you can also, I guess, confirm it comes from github.com/app/dependabot. I was just trying to make sure I had the right understanding of how to confirm that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So that takes us through our auto-generated agenda. What other topics do people have that they would like to raise and discuss?
I have a quick one, Joe. I don't know if you noticed, but I merged the switch from verify to no verify to master over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever look at the notification stream on Zulip for everything that comes in from GitHub, including failures for nightly builds?
I do not usually look at that. Am I on that stream? Maybe I need to add myself to that stream.
Well, if you had been, you would have noticed that there were no scheduled jobs like the nightly breakage tests that failed after we merged that.
Nice.
So all of the Pony Lang libraries didn't trigger a LLVM invalid code thing. So that's good.
Cool.
So hopefully it will not be a painful thing when we release that at the end of the month.
I have added myself to the notifications stream.
Yes, you can. It's a fun stream of stuff for, in addition to the GitHub activity, you have all the ones for each of the repos where you know, if you click on, you know, like the Pony Lang shared Docker, you can see back on October 22nd when I added new builder images to that and forgot to set the permissions on GHCR so that the GitHub action would be able to update them. But yeah, any of our jobs which run as not PR stuff should appear in there under the appropriate repo name if there's a failure.
All right, nice. Okay, any other topics that people want to raise for discussion? Going once, going twice. Sold. Nothing. Okay. It'll be a short call for today then. Thanks everyone who attended and those who listened along to the recording later. We'll see you next week. Happy Halloween.